Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for June 30th, 2026. The generative AI economy just hit $110 billion, growing 3 times faster than the internet did. And yet most S&P 500 companies still can't point to a single measurable business result from AI.
That tension is pretty much the story of this whole cycle. We'll dig into that report, but there's a lot more happening today. New open weight models, Anthropic's access situation getting more complicated, and Meta apparently stepping on some serious legal landmines.
Let's start with model releases. DeepReinforce dropped Ornith 1.0, an open weight coding agent built on Gemma 4 and QN 3.5. It comes in 4 variants, 9B and 31B dense, plus 35B and 397B MoE, all under MIT license, hitting state-of-the-art on coding benchmarks for its size class and clocking 103 tokens per second in early testing.
MIT license on a model that handles multi-step agentic tasks, including tool calls, code search, and image generation. That's the kind of release that puts real pressure on closed labs. What's the agentic story here exactly?
It's designed for multi-step workflows out of the box, not just code completion. A capable, permissively licensed agentic coding model from a brand new lab is exactly the kind of open source pressure the frontier needs.
Sticking with model news, Elon Musk announced Grok 4.5 is live in private beta at SpaceX and Tesla. It was trained with supplemental cursor coding data and is reportedly matching Claude Opus in performance, though there's no public release timeline.
Using your own companies as the beta environment is unconventional, but you can see the logic, real production workloads at scale. The cursor training data angle is interesting given what we'll hear about cursor later today.
And then there's the Anthropic situation. Anthropic has reinstated access to Mythos 5 for roughly 100 vetted U.S. organizations, with Axios reporting that Fable 5 could return by end of week pending final approvals.
Phased, gated restoration to vetted organizations. This is starting to look like a template for how frontier AI access gets managed under export and safety constraints going forward. It's not a simple on-off switch anymore.
Shifting over to developer tools, Cursor launched an iOS app. Developers can now launch always-on cloud agents or remotely control agents running on their desktop machine from their phone, with live activities for agent status and the ability to review diffs and merge PRs on the go. Composer 2.5 is 75% off through July 5th.
The remote desktop control piece is the detail I'd flag. You're not just reading notifications. You're actually supervising long-running agents around the clock without being at a keyboard. That's a real workflow change.
LangChain had a busy day. Their Deep Agents now lets the main agent write orchestration code to coordinate subagents at scale instead of invoking them one at a time through tool calls. They ship 6 ready-made orchestration patterns, and it unlocks deterministic parallel processing of hundreds of documents or thousands of data points.
Replacing tool call chaining with programmatic orchestration is a serious architectural upgrade. The determinism angle matters a lot for production systems where you can't afford unpredictable execution order.
Also from LangChain, Langsmith Fleet can now promote a recurring general-purpose chat task into a fully configured specialized agent, preloading it with the right instructions, tools, triggers, and memory. No blank config screen, it infers the setup from prior interactions.
That's a smart on-ramp. The gap between "I keep asking the agent this thing" and "now it's a proper automated workflow" is where a lot of enterprise adoption stalls. So removing that friction is meaningful.
And one more from LangChain, they published a how-to guide for wiring any existing LangGraph agent into Pipecat's voice pipeline, covering audio streams, end-of-speech detection, and tool calls without rebuilding from scratch. The full trace shows up in LangSmith for debugging.
Making voice a drop-in layer on existing agents rather than a separate build is a big deal. Voice is the fastest growing AI interface right now, and this dramatically lowers the barrier to multimodal deployment.
Moving to infrastructure, Palantir introduced what they're calling an intelligent engine built on NVIDIA AI and open models, purpose-built for governments and critical infrastructure operators whose data legally can't touch external endpoints. Crucially, they ship the deployment and ownership apparatus, not a model.
The framing of sovereign AI as a geopolitical and regulatory requirement, rather than just a preference, is exactly right. When your data legally cannot leave your jurisdiction, the whole cloud-hosted model paradigm breaks down.
On the research side, Meta AI's BrainAcuity V2 advances non-invasive BCI from character-level decoding to full words and semantics. It was trained on around 22,000 sentences from 9 participants using MEG devices. The top participant hit 78% word accuracy, with over 50% of sentences decoded at one word error or fewer. Meta also open-sourced the training code for both versions.
Real-time, non-invasive sentence decoding with open-sourced code is a landmark result. The log-linear scaling with data is also significant. It suggests this gets meaningfully better as they collect more training data.
Also on the research front, Allen AI published DiSCOformer, a unified transformer architecture that can model both probability density and score functions across distributions within a single framework.
Unifying density and score estimation in one model has been a long-standing architectural challenge in generative modeling. If it holds up, it could simplify a lot of production pipelines that currently require separate models for these tasks.
On two applications, Claude Opus 4.8 and Haiku 4.5 are now generally available in Microsoft Azure Foundry, running on Azure infrastructure operated by Anthropic with native Azure authentication, billing, and commitment support. Prompt caching and extended thinking are available at launch.
GA inside Azure's enterprise ecosystem is a significant distribution moment for Anthropic. Most large organizations are already deeply committed to Microsoft infrastructure, so meeting them there removes a major adoption barrier.
Base 44 launched Base 1, a fine-tuned open-source LLM trained specifically for building and editing web applications via reinforcement learning on real platform tasks. The model is scored on actual app building outputs and iteratively updated from real product usage.
Training on domain-native tasks and closing the loop between product usage and model improvement is a compelling approach. The bet here is that specialization beats scale for a specific use case, and the RL on real tasks angle is what makes it interesting.
Candidly built a model that reads agent conversations as they unfold and actively steers toward resolution mid-conversation, replacing post-hoc pass-fail grading with live intervention.
Shifting quality assurance from lagging indicator to active control mechanism is the right architecture for anything high stakes. Waiting until a conversation ends to judge, it is genuinely too late in a lot of enterprise contexts.
And there's a practical guide out from the rundown on building an AI-powered video production pipeline using Palmier Pro connected to Claude, covering transcription, captioning, cutting, pacing, and color grading from a single chat interface. Advanced users can install Palmier as an MCP server for Claude Code to run fully automated editing workflows outside the app.
The MCP server path is the interesting bit. That's not a demo. That's a fully automated production workflow. Connecting LLM reasoning to video editing tools is a concrete example of how agentic workflows are collapsing professional production costs.
Now let's get into the business news and that $110 billion figure. Exponential Views Analysis has generative AI at $1 billion in 2025 revenues, on track for $1 billion, with quarterly growth holding at around 35% for over a year. It now takes 2 days to add $1 billion in revenue, down from 180 days in 2023. token volumes crossed 30 quadrillion per month, agents are consuming 1,200 times more compute than chat, and AI has actually restarted U.S. electricity growth after 16 flat years.
The 1,200x compute differential between agents and chat is the number I'd pull out. That's the infrastructure story behind everything else we cover. And yet the ROI gap you mentioned at the top is real. Most S&P 500 companies still can't point to measurable business results.
Austria has formally proposed hosting Anthropic within the EU following US restrictions on Fable 5 and Mythos 5, framing independent European access to frontier AI as a strategic necessity.
This connects directly to the Mythos 5 restoration story from earlier. U.S. export controls are actively accelerating a fracturing of the global AI stack along geopolitical lines, and Europe is moving fast to avoid being on the wrong side of that split.
Simon Willison flagged that Meta's reported use of Claude and GPT outputs to train its own models is primarily a contract law issue, not a fair use question. Meta has signed agreements with both Anthropic and OpenAI explicitly prohibiting this. Willison also noted that discovery in a contract dispute could force access to Meta's training logs.
The training logs angle is what makes this potentially explosive. If a contract dispute proceeds to discovery, the exposure goes well beyond this single incident.
Google has reportedly throttled Meta's access to its Gemini API after soaring demand outstripped available compute capacity, delaying some of Meta's internal AI projects.
When even the largest tech companies can't get enough AI compute from each other, the infrastructure bottleneck is more severe than most public commentary acknowledges. That 1,200x agent compute multiplier we just mentioned doesn't help.
At the Interrupt event, Box CEO Aaron Levy sat down with LangChain's Harrison Chase to discuss why AI agents are thriving in software development contexts, but failing to replicate that success across broader enterprise functions.
The structural gap between developer-centric and enterprise-wide agent adoption is one of the most important questions in the industry right now. It's not just a technical problem. It's a workflow and trust problem that the coding use case happens to sidestep.
And finally, Google published an explainer on their full-stack AI strategy, breaking down what vertical integration across chips, models, and applications actually means in practice and why it's been central to their approach for years.
As the industry debates build versus buy and vertical versus horizontal strategies, Google publicly articulating its full-stack thesis is a useful benchmark for how the incumbents are thinking about their moats going into the next phase of this cycle.
That's everything for today. A lot of threads connecting across model access, infrastructure scarcity, and that stubborn ROI gap. We'll see what tomorrow brings.